Democratic State Senator Tom Cullerton says this hearing will focus on a new report out from the Associated Press. It says engineers had told the state a year and a half ago that replacing some of the plumbing at the Quincy Veterans Home would cost $8 million, and no action was taken. More recently, administrators had told Cullerton it cost $30 million.
Every time we have a hearing and we get told something, we find out within the next week or two that we were misled and we were not told the truth.
In December, the head of the Veterans Affairs Department told WBEZ replacing all the plumbing could cost $500 million. Last week, the state reported three more Legionnaires cases at the home. I'm Tony Arnold.